Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Jasmine Murray opening up with a song entitled Fearless.
I wake up, I feel it, those fears are back again. Can't shake them, can't make them ever fade, ever end. Am I good enough? Do I measure up? Feels like a war I can't win. But I wasn't given the spirit of fear, I was given the power of love. Everything I've been fighting against, I'm gonna lift it up. I wanna be fearless, no holding back, no backing down. Fearless, because I believe you're with me now. Bring on the unknown, lead me and I'll go. Come set me free, God, I wanna be fearless.
Yes, indeed. Fearless. At a time when the Lord God is going to be doing some new things in the earth. And it's really going to be important that we're ready to go with God's flow. Fearlessly going where he's going to take us. Hey, remember, very often when God does something new on his earth, he does it through his faithful people. Yes, indeed. So we cannot be paralyzed by fear. It's time to move. And notice she talked about the power of love. No spirit of fear, but rather the power of love. That's right. Making us more than conquerors. More than conquerors. It's time for us now, ladies and gentlemen, to step up by the Spirit of God in us, giving us power to step up. No longer applauding when we hear the scriptures quoted. We're more than a conqueror. It's time for us to be more than conquerors. By the way, what were we made to be more than conquerors of? No need to guess. It's right there in the passage. Remember what I've shared with you before. When it comes down to finding out what God is conveying in his word, start your search first in his word, and specifically in the same passage where the verse of interest is located. So in this case, more than conquerors. That's in Romans chapter 8. All right. Which verse? More than conquerors. Wow. That is pretty serious. It's one thing. I mean, I would think it's awesome enough to be a conqueror. But to be more than a conqueror? Verse 37. Read the whole verse. It says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Ladies and gentlemen, there is power in God's love. And I do mean that literally. But listen, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In all these things, we are more than conquerors. What things? What are these things? Well, just through logical deduction, we can reach the conclusion that if he's saying no at the very beginning of the sentence, and following that with the phrase, in all these things, apparently, we are more than conquerors of whatever comes before verse 37. Verse 37 again reads, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, because he is the supreme conqueror. So let's find out what the supreme conqueror has made us more than conquerors of by reading what's above verse 37. Reading what comes before verse 37 and all these things, we will certainly find what these things are in the verses that precede verse 37. Let's start at verse 28, which comes before verse 37. See if we can find a list of things, since he says in all these things, We're certainly going to find more than one thing. Let's see if we can find a list of things of which we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Starting at verse 28. We know, and we know, that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. Remember that in Romans chapter 12, we are told not to be conformed to this world. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, the New International Version says. But listen, it's not that we're not to conform at all. We just don't conform to the pattern of this world. We have been predestined, according to Romans 8 and 29, to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. So for everyone looking to conform, don't conform to the pattern of this world. Conform to the likeness of the Father's Son, the Heavenly Father's Son. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, when he says who can be against us, he's not suggesting that no one will ever oppose us. The general thought is, who can come against us and win? Who can truly conquer us? And remember what I've shared with you before. They thought they were conquering Jesus when they had him hanging on the cross. But it was through the cross. It was through the cross. It was by hanging on the cross that he gained the ultimate victory for himself and for those of us who would place our trust in him, for us as well. So don't think now that because people can mistreat you, that means you're not winning. That means you're being conquered. Keep listening. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. They're bringing a charge against us, saying to God, this person who claims to be one of yours is a sinner. This person who claims to be one of yours hasn't changed. Ain't no difference there. And by the Spirit of God, the Apostle Paul wrote, it is God who declares righteous, who justifies, who declares righteous. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now listen to this. Shall trouble or hardship or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? So let me break it down this way. He's asking the question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble separate us from the love of Christ? He's letting us know. This is not going to be a cakewalk. This is not going to be a bed of roses that we lie in from day to day to day, every year until we leave this earth and go to be with the Lord. No, he's letting us know. It's going to be a challenge. We will always be challenged as children of God because we will always have someone trying to pull us away. Their primary goal is to separate us from the love of Christ so that we forfeit our salvation. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble separate us from the love of Christ? Shall hardship separate us from the love of Christ? Shall persecution separate us from the love of Christ? Shall famine separate us from the love of Christ? There are many people who spent many, many hungry days as a result of abuse from people who hated them for being followers of God. Shall famine separate us from the love of Christ? In other words, will you get to the point where you and maybe even your family are so hungry, you're so dehydrated and so famished for food, maybe to the point of even being in the throes of starvation. If they beat you down bad enough and long enough, depriving you of food, nutrition, nourishment, and your body gets so weak that you have difficulty standing up. I don't mean jogging, just standing up. You're so weak from hunger because they have deprived you of food for days, punishing you and torturing you until you finally deny, disown Christ Jesus. Will they separate you from his love by starving you half to death until, as you're at the point where you think you're breathing your last, you finally say, I'm no longer a child of God. I'm no longer connected to Christ. Give me something to eat. Can they get you to do that? Can they separate? Can that famine separate you from the love of Christ? Can nakedness separate us from the love of Christ? Can they make us so destitute, taking our jobs from us, taking our savings from us, telling us, look, you take the mark of the beast, or you will not be able to trade. You will not be able to buy. You will not be able to sell. You will not be able to buy a home. You won't be able to rent a home. You will not be able to buy food. You take the mark of the beast and you eat, or refuse the mark of the beast and suffer. Clothes gone. Will nakedness separate us from the love of Christ? Will danger separate us from the love of Christ? Will the sword, the threat of execution, separate us from the love of Christ? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. And especially in the days to come, that will be the lot, that will be the fate for all of God's people all over the world. Remember, the Lord Jesus made it clear to us in Matthew 24, the day is coming when we will be hated by all nations for his name's sake, because we remain intimately connected to him, and they hate him, they will hate us too. And he's reminding us, hey, look, this is the way it is. For your sake, as it is written, for your sake, Lord God, for your sake, Lord Jesus, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? That's verse 35. Now back to verse 37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. These things, trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, the sword, those are the things he was referring to when he said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Verse 38, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, that's power. And it is not our own power. We know very well that there's absolutely no way in the world we have that power on our own. No, that is God's power that he gives to us that we make use of. Thinking about how we love him. Remember, there is a reason that the Lord Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Love him with all our strength. So nothing and no one separates us from him. No one pulls us from God through famine or anything else. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Power. Power, power, power. We'll look at it from a number of different perspectives, but we're going to be focusing on power. And of course, that power being God's power. Remember, there's nothing wrong with admitting that within ourselves, we're too weak to make it. But with God's power, we are more than conquerors.